You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I almost just said 105.9.
No, that's earlier today. Christ,
get me to bed.
Question.
What?
Who's sleepy?
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm
welcome.
Great.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Friday show.
Hello.
Show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is very, very exciting to be with you today. And
keep going, Mike. They're buying it. And,
Wait a minute, hold on. I got to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know how to do this. Okay.
Yes. Nice.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara. F you all. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. .com. I'm welcome.
This is a good one.
All right.
We're recording.
We were just pretending that we were doing a bunch of different takes. All right, here's the game today.
Yes.
I love a game.
The game today for our little vignette before we get the show started, before we get this Pilates started, is Rob's got his iPod on shuffle.
Yay.
Over 20,000 selections, Mike.
We're all welcome to do this. If anybody wants to take a crack at this, including Ronick and RJ, it's called the Talk Up Game.
All right.
And it's random, and it goes to me first. I think I'll take the first two.
You sure? Okay.
Do we get the timing?
No.
No.
No, you have to feel it.
You got to feel it. That's the whole DJ thing.
Just
but
so
hopefully
you know.
They'll have intros.
Yeah, well, I will do my best.
I'd like it better if you picked them instead of putting it on shuffle. But that's it's Lazy Friday. For him too. That's the first. I come to Rob and I say, "We'll do that. We'll pick the songs and then just give me the songs." How about I put it on shuffle?
So Mike, you're telling me there was a time where you just felt it because
always,
even in college.
I mean, you
when I was a music DJ in college, you'd see the timer go down and they'd tell you exactly what it was.
Let me be honest with you. I probably have played them at one time or another where I did see that.
Yes.
And in Kirk's case, I'll ask him what's the intro time I'll give it a little pre-listen.
Yes.
Sure.
But you know, by and large, you kind of know what's going on.
And you know what? We've actually discussed this. You know this even better than me because you're a musician. Mm-hmm. There is a time, there is a beat, and there is a feeling when a vocal should come in.
Right.
And on the odd chance that they monkey with it,
yes,
it pisses off a disc jockey,
right? Exactly,
like Dolly yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you know, we had a big argument over "Step Into Christmas."
I just never was in music radio long enough to even feel it because I would literally look at the time and then freak out.
Well, then I ask you to listen and learn.
Please,
here we go. All right, go ahead. I'm already. Let me think. What the thought is?
You got a thought?
Okay.
Oh, there's a long intro.
Oh my!
You want a long one?
Yeah. What's that?
It's Christmas music.
Oh, no. God damn it. Play the game right. Come on.
Right. I did see Christmas trees in Walmart.
Jesus Christ.
You're not
Christmas
playing right.
Music. You're playing it. You're the musicologist.
All right, here we go. This is from about 1966, I think.
All right.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Mike O'Mara's show for Friday. This is October 15th. I'm going to stab Rob with a kitchen knife because we're trying to get this game going, and I hope you'll stay with me. All of you, right here on MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, nice.
Didn't even know it.
I don't know the song. Yeah.
Boyce and Hart. You're still my favorite girlfriend, Alice Long. I'm sorry, did you want something that didn't go into the top 10?
How about, not from 1945, you know? All right, let me try another one.
Right.
Jesus.
Still, you did
Boyce and Hart.
An excellent job, especially considering you didn't know the song.
I'm working with Cousin Brucey.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah, I should be. I goddamn well should be so lucky.
1957, Mike. But you
that
will
was
know
Boyce. That was Boyce and Hart.
No, but this next one is 57. You'll know this song though.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Hey everybody, we're having a fantastic time. This is Dick Biondi on the Mike O'Mara Show, and here's a classic from the 50s.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
To play something from our era,
pretty
something you know.
Good.
Okay. On Rob's iPod.
He brings up a valid point.
Old.
Up a valid, this is what I listen to.
Oh, God, you're a nad.
Rob's all even right. got a first generation iPod.
You want me to go home? Right, I'll leave the iPod.
I really would.
Yes.
I know you do.
Rob's iPod is made of wood.
Something from the 70s.
Here's what I know.
Something from the 70s.
Okay, this is 1968. You will know this. I promise
can't
you.
Hit it.
He can't pull it. All right, go ahead. Here we go.
Oh, nice.
Ah, yes, sir. You say you want a revolution? You talking to me? I want a revolution. Here are the Beatles.
Easy, too easy.
All right, well, anybody else want to try? You want to try it, Oscar?
Of course I want to try. Right, I want to crash and burn.
Now give the boy something at least a little more contemporary.
He likes this band.
All right.
The iPod is agreeing.
It's a good-looking Friday. Bang-a-gong. Kick your balls in the nuts. Oh, I messed that up. Yeah. Here you go. Enjoy yourself. That's it?
Oh.
Stop the music. Cue up the other thing that you have in back of you right there.
Didn't recognize that.
All right. They'll put your finger on it. Here we go. I want both of you to go home now.
Okay. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That's right, Timmy. Patches O'Houlihan, seven-time ADAA All-Star, is here to take you the rest of the way.
Jeepers. Really?
You betcha, champ. If you catch a ball that's thrown at you before it hits the ground, then the player who threw that ball is out, not you. Plus, another player from your team gets to come back into the game. It's a two-player swing.
Gee, thanks, Patches. I can't wait to start my own team at school.
Attaboy, Tiger. But remember, dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation. So, when you're picking players in gym class, remember to pick the bigger, stronger kids for your team. That way, you can all gang up on the weaker ones, like Winston here. Nice one, son. You'll be an all-star yet. Just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Till next time. This is Patches O'Houlihan saying take care of your balls, and they'll take care of you.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoy it across America and in 145 countries around the world. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's Friday, October 15th. 2010, and the good news is we are over 3.5 million downloads and still growing.
That is good.
Starting out with, now this would be 1970-something, right?
Five, maybe? 75 or six?
Lynyrd Skynyrd on the MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Nice.
All right. Nice. Just wanted to do that.
Yeah,
there we go.
Well
I
done.
Stepped, I think, maybe just
not,
a...
No. Don't, do not...
Yay. As they used to say, Mike, don't worry, the compression will take care of it.
Yes, sirree.
Don't cop to that.
Well, it's fun to do that once in a while. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday. We're getting ready for a super big weekend here. Yeah. We hope you are, too. Boy, oh, boy, couldn't be more excited about the big show today. Anyway,
I love when you
well,
do your
you
Bert Lahr yawn.
Can you explain why? Because it's not because of us.
I stayed up till too late last night.
Ah.
I cannot stay up now 1 minute, and I mean 1 minute,
right
past 11 o'clock. If I do that,
well,
I'm doomed.
Yes.
I'm wrecked.
I would hope
I am toast.
What kept you up last night?
I have fallen asleep in the car.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have fallen asleep at my desk. I have fallen asleep on the toilet. All that has happened this morning.
Today?
I fell asleep in the shower.
When you fall asleep in the car, how do you text?
Had to get my ice cream cone again. And incidentally, thanks, Veronica, for sending me the text from the fat lady that eats 40 ice creams a day. I have one when I want to wake up, but I stay on my point. So don't worry about
Mike
it,
O'Mara's
fat lady.
Red Bull vanilla ice
Thank
cream.
Thank you very much. No, I don't know. It's not what's in it because it doesn't have time to get into my system.
Right.
And it's the last like 5 minutes of my
the
drive.
Activity
it's
of
the activity.
To do it. Yeah.
It's doing something. And I like to pull off, take a break, mm-hmm. you know, get this thing
you know,
and,
the
and
same
then have
thing.
That.
You could do the same thing if while you were driving you had to balance like a marble on a salad plate.
No, it's the bright colors of McDonald's. Now, what kept you up so late last night?
The TV, the Magic Box, which really sometimes sometimes I have to force myself to just put on my lady, mm-hmm. my good lady Ina, which you know I've said before is my ambient. She is in. It is. I said last night, right before I went to bed, I said, I don't know what it is, but I really do believe, and I am not exaggerating. This is absolutely true. I believe that Ina Garten has a delivery, a way of speaking that has almost medicinal. Hypnotic.
Right. Did you spend $14.99 for the 4-hour Ina block?
No, I did not. Yes, the the DirecTV block of Ina. Yes,
Buttervision
featuring all the good things like hot and juicy Ina.
I love when Jeffrey spreads them.
Ina's booty call. Oh, that's nasty.
8th Avenue Ina Lat Ina's is what
she'll
it's
get
called.
On there and she'll be going. First of all, today we're going to make a delicious, simple catering for 40 people, and I like to keep it simple.
She always does.
Why work? And she'll say something like, how bad can that be? And I'll just go,
oh, God.
Yeah, but I just drift off to sleep.
I think her catchphrase is, how good is that?
How good is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
I'm making cabbage rolls for Jeffrey.
How bad can that be, and how good is that?
Also a wonderful cabbage soup.
I'm going to make a delicious herb butter. The butter should be room temperature. I'm going to chop up some dill, some chives.
Ina got you to bed, but what kept you up?
What kept me up was
Ina, if you know
what
I mean.
Big TV night last night. I watched The Land of Suck that was the live version of a 30 Rock, which just... 30 Rock.
I felt raped after I watched it.
I have never watched a television show that is the... And I'm going to say it, the circle jerk of all television. We are so cute.
Standards and practices is okay with that phrase.
We are so cute. We are so clever. We are so funny. Let's do a live show for ourselves that really isn't all that entertaining, but we'll pat ourselves on the back.
And you know
what? That show sucks ass.
I kept looking at Carrie, and we kept looking at each other, and it was, you know, it was an amazing moment in history because Carrie and I were watching television together. But what it is they took what is really a pretty good show. The writing is tight. Some of the performances are amazing on the show, but they turned it into a Saturday Night Live sketch.
That's right.
Because they're using all the Saturday Night Live technology.
Yeah,
and
people.
The problem is the writing on that show is usually pretty good, but the timing was ruined by the laughter.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And it really felt wrong.
All right. You can say that. I have a different spin on it.
Okay. Ooh. I'm curious.
I have not liked 30 Rock. Buzz has from the very, very beginning.
I find it agreeable.
I find it absolutely self-serving.
TGI Fridays of television.
I think it's so completely self-serving, and I know the gags. It's not like and somebody that would be a fan, like my friend Buzz, would say I'm not with it enough, sophisticated enough to like it. No,
it is being retarded.
I am saying that the jokes are not good. The inside.
Okay.
I love Alec Baldwin on it.
I agree.
I like Simpsons inside. That's the inside I like.
Okay,
the kind that you were talking about yesterday, where they really like, where they bite the hand that feeds them. I don't like 30 Rock inside because it's safe.
But the parts are greater than the whole.
I can't stand Tracy Morgan.
I can't either.
I cannot stand him.
I like him.
You know, I hate that whole thing that he does. I don't like the gay
Kenneth
Page.
The Page. You see, I do like Kenneth the Page.
And the audience clearly loved Kenneth. He was a standout performer.
Because he was going... That's why they liked him,
because they busted a good audience.
That's why they liked him. Right. That's the only reason. I mean, if you judge it with that audience, and I'm trying to think the other guy, the blonde lady, cannot stand her.
Jane Kismarek
or whatever. Yeah. You know, and so I don't know. I watched it because it was a curiosity to me.
Exactly. And you know what? That's where we all lost. Because they put on a substandard broadcast. I wouldn't put it up with a standard episode.
I agree. They all get a chance to be actors.
Oh, and they bring in the guest stars.
Yes, and come out and you know, Matt Damon's on it. And it's just, aren't we all just, F you,
can
F you NBC, lick my crack.
Can I play a few cuts from last night that I found interesting?
Yes, just go right ahead.
Just brief.
Okay.
Because they had to do two versions of it. They had to do an East and a West Coast.
Right.
How about this microphone mix on the East Coast when the blonde lady sang the theme song? By the way, not funny. Mm-mm. Listen to this microphone
mix. And that's her, though. That's her.
Showbiz, musical theater.
Now, once again, there is another example of her doing something she wants to do. Everything that bitch does is something she wants to do.
That's her character. That's the character she plays.
No, but that's her in real life, too, because I've seen her TV commercials.
Yeah, and you know what?
I've seen her guest appearances.
It stems back to Ally McBeal.
Everything
is this. When she was on Ally McBeal,
same character.
And you know, we've often complained about the sound mix on the Today Show, the one thing that NBC puts on that I require in my life.
Right.
Check this out. You cannot hear Jenna sing.
Right.
she's singing?
That's odd. I heard her.
I heard her
house.
On the open.
This must be the West Coast feed, maybe.
No, this is the East, and
might
this
be
is
your
what
TV
I called.
System. It must be your wiring.
I literally
heard, her
heard it clearly.
I did. Yeah, I swear to God,
well,
I did.
Well, that's the mix I got. I didn't monkey with that.
I need to look at your system.
I heard that.
I need to look at your audio vault.
You might... Oh, dear.
That got a frown.
Wow.
Look at that.
You know what's weird, though, is because of my... I'm so ignorant of my sound system, it allows me to be here on time every day.
All right, Buzz, tell me why I hate that show so much. I feel venom for that show.
Well, I think you've expressed it best, that you don't like how inside it is. It's one of the things I like about it.
They're not paying attention.
I don't care. I've never cared.
I'm sorry.
They're not paying attention.
No, the last night's show was substandard as 30 Rock goes.
Right.
But that was the same show. And yes, they did play it very safe last night. But remember, that was the show that a week ago was continually, repeatedly, and seriously attacking NBC.
Get that. Somebody get that. Right. I'm had it. I've had it with these phone calls.
Lorne Michaels is calling.
I swear to Christ.
Lorne
Michaels.
Had
it. If
like
that is someone
himself.
I know, or if that is a collector.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Oh, I guess I just let that slip out. Well, no. When
the collector.
When you have a phone for 8 days mm-hmm. and Verizon just continues to insist on having you pay an early termination fee, which you are not supposed to pay,
right.
And it takes 3 months to get to it, mm-hmm. and I have to wait now 2 days. Thank God. A little applause for Verizon. They took the charge off.
Yeah.
350 beans.
No, hold it. I will not applaud for a company after mm-hmm. hassling you
yes.
doing the right thing.
Exactly.
I say, Verizon.
We'll edit out the name of the phone company.
That's right. We don't want to offend them. They could sponsor us.
Who was it, Mark?
I missed the call, but the caller ID said Portfolio Recovery.
That's a collection agency.
Is that what it is?
No, Mike, it's your modeling agent.
Your photos are ready. Your glamour
is that shot. Collection?
Portfolio Recovery. Yes.
Oh, God. I am so pissed off. Go get me the phone.
Probably a solicitor who wants to help consolidate your bills.
Well, no, I mean, that's the only one that I'm concerned about. This has been the only one. This has been Verizon.
Walk us through the process.
No,
who needs
hot water?
You canceled it before 30 days. I
canceled it after 8 days. Got a bright guy yesterday that actually nailed it. Like, bing, bang, boom. Really took the time to do it. I mean, honest to God, you know when you get somebody... somebody that's not monosyllabic and is actually intelligent and speaks the language?
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing deal.
It's rare really and it's greatly appreciated.
All right, let's see.
And it's individuals over...
9 days.
All right.
This is what America's all about, though. It's for the same reason when you go and buy something and they've got the $100 rebate.
Right.
The rebate, unless you're really tedious about it, it's a pain in the ass.
Right.
So most people don't ever get the $100 rebate.
Right.
And it's the same reason the banks hold on to your money for that extra day. They make a fortune.
Also, think about this. I just realized yesterday, I didn't know enough about it. So I was in a big meeting with my boss, and he said, "Do you ever think about why Bank of America and all these other banks go out of their way to make it easier for you to save money, keep the change?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody knows that program,
right?
They do that because it allows them to borrow more against what's in your savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't realize that the more you have in your savings accounts, the more options they have to lend money.
Of course, and they want.
And I never knew that.
And you know who else was great at that?
Who?
The Columbia Broadcasting System. They would drag their feet like crazy to reimburse.
Oh,
us.
On expenses.
Yes, because
absolutely.
They want to hold onto that money for an extra week.
Right.
Because of course they needed for bonuses.
That was even true.
I'm writing down the phone number.
Early
right
paychecks.
Now.
Are you going to call?
Yeah,
you should call.
You should.
I'll find out live on the Ustream.
Or
feed.
Do you want Mr. Consumer
you
to take care of it?
Should be able to just hit the call button with the name.
Yeah, but
up
it's
there.
Got an. It's got a. It's. It needs an area code.
I see.
Mike, so I brought the website
you can't do
up.
That with the one. What?
I brought their website up.
What are they?
How do you know the website based on
Portfolio
that?
Portfolio Recovery.
All right, you know what I want you to do? You know what I want you to do? Almost lost your job. I want you to just chill out, okay? Just relax for a second, all right?
Which job?
Very good.
this one. Okay, just
this
checking.
One
can
day.
He afford that?
All right. Another story.
May I thank Mrs. O'Mara for the cookies she got?
They are
man.
Fantastic. I am so pleased you fixed that oven, Mike.
Halloween cookies,
very
delicioso.
Good. Yes, the only $250 to fix the oven yesterday.
The cookies are almost free.
All right.
We're calling.
Hello?
Hello?
Para continuar. God.
Oh. Now, easy. This is going to offend Oscar.
Portfolio recovery.
Oscar's the only one in the room who hits dose.
Quiet.
I have for my mom.
Right, I'm just trying to listen here. I'm going to have to take the headphones off.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Greening.
We're calling a company that wants Mike O'Mara's money.
Let's see what happens.
I'm eating a cookie.
How many parakeets
doing this live.
Do you have in stock?
And incidentally, nice volume level.
So you're telling
Hello?
Me you'd have to go to another store?
I'm going to go right to zero.
Yeah, right. I get that. Push that zero.
Not off an orange.
That's right. Here we go.
You show that zero.
All right. It's so soft.
You go from zero to hero, Mike.
Can't you put it on speaker?
Maybe you're using the same sound system I used to record that theme song.
I'm sorry. Al.
That's so,
so
odd.
Pissed
you didn't
off.
Get that
made my
four
day.
Rings.
Seriously, I should look at
and disconnect.
Oh
yeah. What is it?
What?
What is the company, RJ? You said you brought the. Then I look at him and he goes.
Portfolio Recovery.
No, I don't need it on the microphone. I want it yelled in the background, please.
Okay, microphone killed.
Yes.
Portfolio Recovery Associates.
Yes. What are they?
What are they?
Portfolio Recovery.
Yes, Portfolio
you're
Recovery.
You're a tard today. You are such a tard today. I'm not talking to you anymore. Or for the next, or the rest of the month. You are such a retard. I swear to God, RJ.
Everybody just relax.
I just wanted to know a simple sentence as to who they work for or maybe what company they friggin' represent.
What they do.
Let me ask this. Mike, let me offer this.
God almighty.
Sometimes the caller ID...
Swear to God, this is a tard den sometimes.
It's a hyphenated word. Sometimes the number on caller ID is not the number you want to use to call back. If RJ sees a number...
I got through the company and I got into the system and they said, please wait while we hold for an operator. Then I got disconnected.
May I try?
Yes, all right.
Okay, where's the number?
Ronick may have
Do you guys want to know what it is?
All right. Yes, go ahead.
You
know,
who are you
I
from
think
what's
that
happening?
It looks... it looks like that it's actually a solicitation.
Tell us, Raj.
Yeah. There you go.
So it's not a collection agency.
Yeah, it says that they purchase and manage portfolios.
Is that 0020, Mike?
Yes, okay. Yes. Very good.
Right. Okay, go. Kind
of
like Boiler Room.
Defaulted but, and bankrupt customers.
Right.
I think they help people consolidate loans.
Thanks for screaming out bankrupt. you're a fucking stain.
Oh, God.
I swear to God.
2142.
Your joy
Rob.
Of that.
No.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Rob's going to probably have like federal agents at my front door.
I think it's all.
No. Don't put the. I don't want them on.
Easy.
God damn it.
Easy.
Give me the fucking phone.
I was
You're
going
to have to edit
volume.
This whole show. You're going to have to edit this whole show. Jesus Christ. What's wrong with everybody today? I'm the one that's like sleep deprived. I know I'm getting annoyed. I'm just trying to get this figured out.
Of course.
It takes 10 hours to get
through. It's a
comedy
of errors.
This is the system that we deal with.
This is America
all it's
today.
About. All right. Are you getting, did you do the 0000? See if we get through to an actual person.
There you go.
You Not a valid entry.
Yeah, you know, let me see it because I want to have fun with it.
All right.
I need this today.
Right,
okay.
This is good. This is
Yeah,
good
you
for
tell
me.
Them to go F themselves.
This
sideways.
This is really, really good for me today. I think this is great. I'll redial it and we'll see what happens.
You need this.
All right.
You need the number?
The number.
All right.
You just
number.
Go on previous number.
I understand. Okay. We call it redial.
All right, talk amongst yourselves. I have to take the headphones off to do this.
I think this is
redial.
A solicitation that anybody could have received.
That's right.
You know? So you're saying you would have to
I
go
just
to
got
No, I don't.
Store.
I think it's probably a debt collector.
I got a call. I just got the internet phone into the house we talked about on the show. And I get solicitations all the time.
Yes, so do I.
Where the F did they get that number?
You know what? I've stopped answering caller ID that I don't recognize.
Same here.
Oh,
unless I feel tasty enough that I want to do something for the show.
Like recorded.
Says it's a debt collector, an attempt to collect a debt.
Ooh.
Mm. That was a real Skelsis. There are people right now that are driving themselves.
It's so
crazy.
Soft. Here they're going.
I actually saw that video clip finally.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. What does he say? I hate your
whimper.
I hate your whimper.
And I think they're called the Skelsis or the Skelksis.
I've never
Dark
seen
Crystal.
That movie, but it's amazing.
The Dark Crystal, not related to Billy Crystal.
No,
it's a different thing. Mike has got his most concerned face on right now. This is such a treat for our
no,
Ustream
I will
viewers.
Not enter the last four digits when I don't know who you are.
Right.
So I will get.
That would be something we could ask Carmen Hart about entering the last four digits.
All right, now it's please hold while we transfer.
Yeah.
Oh, I might get a human here.
Are they playing music?
You know, Blockbuster once called me and charged me $21 for This Is It, the Michael Jackson
yes,
movie.
Yes, I got a call from this number, and they wanted my social, which I will not let go.
Movie.
I also will be recording this conversation as well.
For quality assurance.
My name is Mike O'Mara.
Of the Manassas O'Maras.
Pardon me?
A distinguished bunch. There's a call going on now.
Well, that I don't know that name.
The name was Mark Ronick.
So you're calling. Wait, hold on a second. And what is your name?
Uh-oh.
Who am I talking to?
But you called my number. Why did you call that particular? Can you just repeat the number so I know I don't get a call again? Can you repeat to me the number that you called so I make sure that we've got the right person and the right number so I don't get this call again?
She was trying to call the grease man.
Okay. Actually, you guys are f-ups. She hung up.
See, Oscar was only half right. The call was
okay,
from
so,
the grease
man. Okay, so what that was, in this land of debt collection, and this will disappoint you, RJ, because I know you were excited when you got fully erect when I was talking about but you know, you were going, bankruptcy! he loved that. The fact is, this lady, there was another name they gave me.
Okay. Right?
And then I said, first of all, the first thing she said was, I don't want to be recorded. You can't record me.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, well, we're trying to call A, and she gave me a name.
Douglas
A
Track.
Cindy with a last name of that I didn't even
Margolis?
Know. And it was not. Stop with the shtick for a second. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to explain. This goes through. This is what people go through. Mm-hmm. And a totally different name with my number. She gave me the last four digits of my home number.
I've been through
and
this.
Then said, sorry, we won't do it again. We'll take you out of our system.
Very good.
Well, so they just hassle people.
They do.
And they're not. This is why this is why the foreclosures are happening willy-nilly right now. Mm-hmm. We are in a climate right now where they don't wait before they turn things off, where everybody's getting screwed, and it's very, very frustrating.
I got pursued for years by a collection agency that was looking for a Marcia Elston. And when I finally agreed to talk to these people, it was an CIA, whereas my Marcia is SHA, and this one lived in Kansas City. It took me a half an hour on the phone with this guy to finally convince him that they were pursuing the wrong party. And this was after a year's worth of calls.
The guy who had our phone number before us was named Roger Buchanan. And this guy is a sketchy number because I get collection calls about him all the time. And depending on whether or not I've been drinking, sometimes I'll actually be Mr. Buchanan.
Nice. So innocent people get hassled as these collection agencies try to earn a commission on whatever they can track down.
But this is no different than cold calling in the world of sales. They're just hoping that Mike is going to fall in and give them some money.
They're spinning the wheel.
Exactly. And they're hoping.
It's just like the
it's
fight.
It's amazing. It really is.
It's like fighting with Verizon or anything else. If you don't put up a fight, you're going to end up paying the bill.
Well, here it is. After that tense and very frustrating opening, due to my sleep deprivation, I fully accept responsibility for that.
Yeah, I think it was fine.
But I also accept responsibility for people pissing me off. Anyway, we're going to talk about RJ's scary day at work yesterday. If that's cool with you, RJ, is it cool to talk about that?
That's fine.
RJ, you thought he was going to get fired yesterday.
Really?
At his real job.
Oh.
And a happy discussion as we talk about matrimony.
Boy.
See where it stands with Oscar Santana.
About that.
We'll be right back with
more.
Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Miss Wilson, how are you? That's wrong. I don't want to be recorded. Record that or record dead.
We all go through this.
That Indian dialect is so hard to understand.
God, it pisses me off. Surely. I just get tired of dealing with idiots.
You do. And
you
don't,
no remorse,
constantly.
None whatsoever. Just matter of factly, yes, we disrupted your life. Mm-hmm. I'm here trying to make a living doing a podcast, and they call for absolutely nothing. Anyway, we're back, and our second segment is brought to you by a man who doesn't hassle you, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bruce Friedman. He's going to be coming by here, not next week, but the week after. On the 25th, he'll be joining us here in studio to do a procedure for one of us. We're not sure. Just you know, Mike might be backing off that.
Had that feeling.
I'll Botox.
We might be throwing old Oscar under the bus.
Can't wait to look like
I'm 17
again.
How about the Avafil? The Avatil.
I'll do everything.
You'll get the skin test.
Yeah, I'll do whatever. What wants to cut me open? That's fine.
And my ear reduction.
And your ear reduction. Your lobectomy. Your lobectomy.
I want my lobes to connect. I hate when they dangle.
Dr. Bruce Friedman. There's an easy way to look younger. Dr. Friedman's one of the first plastic surgeons in the area to use Artifil, a non-surgical facial rejuvenation that lasts. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and a revealing website. Click his ad at MikeOmeraShow.com. I'm going to have a serious discussion with Dr. Friedman when he's here, though, about my own situation. Because really, after we got that little cartoon yesterday, the jowls. And the jowls look the same whether I'm 20 pounds lighter or 50 pounds
lighter. You know, I asked him about my double chin the last time he was here.
Right.
And he said that's the kind of thing that when you get to your target weight.
Yeah, that's when you deal with it.
You deal with it because then you see, because you don't want to remove too much.
Right.
Because but it could get to a point that if you can't close your mouth.
No, that's, no, that's
oh, no, that is not true.
Every time
no.
you close your mouth, your nipples
move. That's wrong.
You sit there and go.
Yeah. That's wrong. The skin is elastic.
No, Carrie pulled my ponytail so tight yesterday I couldn't blink.
You were saying yesterday that you didn't want to address that until you'd lost some more weight.
Absolutely.
And I get that, but I think a lot of what you're dealing with, as I look at you now, this under your chin, that's not all fat. A lot of that is just excess skin.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. I can tell. I mean, I'm looking at the turkey neck already.
Under my chin.
I don't like that, and I would consider it.
Yeah.
You should.
I would consider a little something. You should. I bet it's heavier duty than what you did, though.
No, I think it's going to be very much the same.
We'll find out. We'll talk to the good doc about that.
Can he finally correct your nose?
You know the reason I've never had that fixed?
I know you're scared that it's going to alter your voice.
Yes, I've been terrified about that.
But
this
you do,
Rob,
I mean,
you know what this is?
And I don't say this to bust balls. You've broken your nose, what, five times?
Three times. This is a cosmetic and an interior thing. And when the ENT guy told me about that, the fact that they'd have to break it twice to fix my deviated septum. You know, I pictured the packing and all that, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'll skip that.
Meanwhile, you come in the next day, welcome to the edge.
I had a deviated septum from a go-kart accident growing up, and I had that surgery.
And the cocaine.
Tragic, and many lives were lost.
I was 11 years old, and I hadn't gone through that. Since then, I've never gone through that much pain.
It's a very painful thing.
I mean, it was fine. Obviously, you don't feel it. And but when you wake up, you're like, oh, my God.
Your nose is fine. And there is a risk that it could change your voice.
Right.
So never do anything with your nose.
Yeah, don't want to mess with
your
that.
Your nose is fine.
Just have no desire to do that. Right. All right, let's get on to our good friend, Mr. Diaz, RJ Raymond, my butler,
yelling?
Mr. French. Huh?
Mic on or yelling?
He can leave the mic on.
Okay, low.
RJ comes by the house because we had band practice last night for NLP. And he pops by the house and tells me his saga. And I'm here to say that yesterday, well, how did you put it to me? They let a guy go that does the same thing you do.
There's two of us in the area that handle the work that I do.
Uh-huh. And your big boss came in, flew into town yesterday.
My big boss flew in for 12 hours.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, this isn't going to mess you up,
it's
right?
I'm not mentioning names or companies or anything,
okay,
but
good,
it's just
good.
It was just a scare because
Why do I picture a guy in a white suit and a cowboy hat driving a Cadillac with horns on it?
The guy with the white suit was the guy that escorted my associate out the building.
Oh, Jim Borey.
Boy. That's a shame.
So the whole thing was, he came
was
in.
The guy really escorted out?
Yes.
Oh, that, you know, Mike, we don't see it a lot, but my father's been fired a lot of times.
Security reasons.
And they are always escorted out.
Couldn't you see RJ being the mouse at Chuck E. Cheese?
I'm going to be spinning the sign.
Or Grimace at McDonald's.
RJ, you've been around. I mean, in your business, you guys bounce a little bit, like Rob's dad. You go from job
he's
to job, right?
Terrifically bouncing.
He's very bouncy.
But his skill set, and I've talked to RJ about this, I mean,
he's got
well-rounded.
He's
absolutely
got mad skills.
Get it? Mad skills. Yes.
So when the boss came in, did you or this guy have any clue this was going down at all? Smell it?
No clue.
So
whatsoever.
In your business, you don't have that atmosphere of paranoia that we in the radio business, we think we're going to get fired.
Yeah, we
every
knew
day.
At JFK I, that something was coming.
You know, I'm uncomfortable every time I come in this house.
Here's the fear that we have, and Oscar can relate to this. It's displacement by outplacement, by companies that are outsourcing.
Guess what just happened? This very moment right then is when Mike regretted asking the
question. I know.
Displacement, outplacement.
So basically they're outsourcing work.
So you're doing the same job. You've got a job and your area is covered by two people, you and another guy.
Right.
You're gonna have to work double time now? You're going to have to work double as hard?
I will have to be covering both sites myself.
Oh, really? Does this mean we're going to be seeing less of you?
If you so desire.
But otherwise, no.
This is new America.
Is that he gets it done.
It won't be less football games.
What this means is he will do double the disregarding that we're accustomed to.
It will affect my pleasure time.
Oh,
because
no.
Isn't this your pleasure time?
Going
on
planes and leaving town.
Tell me about your pleasure time.
His pleasure time involves a bottle of lotion at Joe Robbie Stadium.
Oh, different hotels. Rob.
His pleasure time involves a few DVDs from Wicked Video and a bowl of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
And the Miami Dolphins.
No.
I picture RJ.
Picture of Don Shula. Perfect season.
RJ lying on his bed.
Don Shula and Bob Greasy.
It's
don't forget.
Pleasure time.
As a matter of fact, that's RJ's nickname, Bob Greasy.
We've all been fired in this room.
Right.
When did you find out exactly it wasn't you and it was your comrade?
When he came up and said, my boss just fired me.
Wow. Oh, was he a nice guy?
Very nice.
That sucks.
Now, the problem is he was a very good... he had a business sense for help desk stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
sounds like it.
Yeah, I know. But you know, it was just a little different.
Brightest guy in the company.
Leave him be. Leave him be.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob likes to pick on the less fortunate.
An economic cutback?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they fired him because they're outsourcing his work, but they seem like they're outsourcing you.
That was my fear, was that it was an outsourcing event that was coming up.
Did that affect your pleasure time last night?
No, but it affects my future pleasure time.
Oh, your future pleasure. But the good news is you're still there, you do a good job, and they like you over at work, right?
That's right.
When he shows up.
Do you ever communicate with your big boss?
All the time.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, all right, so then we're good to go.
Many times a day. When I leave here, I'm talking to my
boss. Here's the deal. He's here, but he's always attached to his computer.
Yeah.
He's working on his computer while he's here. When it gets heavy for him, it's when he has to leave the room.
Right.
And we all accept that now, because all of a sudden he'll shoot out of here, and that's when something's really going on.
Well, I'm not sure shoot is the word.
Shoot is impossible.
Yeah. Shoot is what happens at pleasure time.
Expedite, Rob. Tip-toe. Expedite.
So and now I have saved the juicy last 6 or 7 minutes or so to discuss you. You made a reference earlier in the week, Mr. Santana.
We aren't going to need so much time.
Well, let's cover some ground.
Okay, now here it is.
I thought I dodged a bullet. I was like, well, I guess we're never going to talk about that.
The way I understand it is that you and your lady, the lovely, wonderful, put-upon Kara, the lady who is the best sport in the world for letting me do that little voice as Oscar's girlfriend, the lady who tolerates the horrible things that are said on this show regarding your relationship, the lady who allows her personal life through you to be an absolute open book, I say that the two of you have been discussing matrimony.
Yes,
is that accurate?
We have, absolutely.
Marriage.
But the latest chapter in that conversation is that, and again, if you're listening and you're a family member or your carer, earmuffs.
Mm-hmm.
The latest chapter is that my brother had called me last Wednesday and said, I think I'm going to get engaged soon. This is what's going to happen.
Is this your brother Carlos?
My older brother, Jose.
Jose!
Funnier than
But it has not happened yet. So if you know him and you listen to this, don't say a single word. He's thinking about
it. But the topic came up.
That topic came up. And for my brother, who's 36 and just finishing his residency at Harvard for anesthesiology, that's a big deal for me because I'm happy for him and I want to move forward.
And you're 32?
I'm 32, yes.
32, okay.
So for thank you. I appreciate that.
Seems crowded in here.
For me, I mentioned that to Kara and I said, look, my brother called me. He said he might be getting engaged. Out of due respect for my brother, this might be a Latin thing or respect thing. I don't know.
Right.
That on my end, I'm going to wait for him to go through that process because I don't want to steal any thunder.
Sure.
Well, that's just courteous, regardless
and
of
I don't
your
wanna,
culture.
I don't want to do that to him, and he's my older brother, and I'm going to respect that. And by timeline, I'm not saying I was ready to get engaged this December or any time. That's something that I told her.
We don't
her.
Have a wedding march in one of my machines here. We don't. Do you know if we have a wedding march in one of those machines?
Did you search by wedding?
Yeah, wedding and marriage.
No, I don't. Yeah, I can get it for you.
It's
I'm
marked
sure.
funeral dirge.
It's under, look, search mistake.
So basically, she had a knip. S
yes.
About the situation that I, that
shin
my.
Shin is a bad.
it's a conniption. You can say
I would
that.
Say knip sh-
Oh, okay.
That's what he was going to say.
Yeah,
I knew he was editing himself. So, you're going to be a busy boy today.
Hope to be home in time for Matlock.
So basically, it was became a big thing that I would base my timetable, if I were even in the realm, because of my brother's timetable. Which, to be quite honest with me, just bought me a lot of time.
Right. You've actually made references.
Yes.
You've said things before. Yeah,
absolutely.
I've heard that it's not like it's completely out of your mind.
No.
Right.
But out of due respect, and she made me feel like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, maybe marriage and weddings in your family are kind of like just getting a sandwich. But
is there any
because
kind
she's
of
got like a background of like weddings in her
right?
family.
Are there lots of weddings and maybe breakups of weddings?
No, just kind of
lots of weddings.
I just leave it as weddings.
Right.
And I'll tell you all.
Can
off
I
there.
Give you? Yeah. Well, is it kind of like you know?
Cousins! Yeah, so
15 years old.
Let's just say I think Carla's family and her family
right.
have a lot in common.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Right. Here we go. Yes, sir. Today is your 16th birthday. It's time for you to take a bride.
So.
Combination graduation from
and
eighth
I love
grade
them all.
And wedding.
Let me be very clear. I love them all.
Did you hear something?
Music or something.
Oh, that's sorry, that's perhaps not the best version
taps?
Of the wedding march.
She's playing taps.
I'm sorry, Mike, it's from 1912.
Like everything today.
So, really, at the end of the day, it's courtesy, and I tried to explain this to her. I said, he called me, he's my older brother, regardless of my plans. I was like, and it will be on my timeline. I made that very clear to her. I said, this is my timeline, not your timeline.
There we are.
That
now daddy's happy.
That I'm going to wait to see what my brother has in store.
Right.
Because
so
I'm
when
not
you say, hold
stomach.
On, stop. When you say, wait to see what your brother has in store, I mean, let your brother get hitched, see how the early years of his marriage
no,
go?
No, I would at least wait till my brother's in full wedding mode.
Right.
They have a date planned.
You
everything's
know what the classy move would be?
Well, now, wait a minute. That's not a bad thing because that could be within a year.
Yes.
That's not
move,
a bad deal.
The yep. classy move is to propose close to his wedding and perhaps make the announcement at say the rehearsal dinner. That way,
that is not a classy move.
No, because you have the family together.
That is a freeloader move.
Yes, and
that is not yours.
Seems good to me.
It steals the brother's thunder.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening.
This coming from someone who keeps a secret by talking about it on our podcast.
Did you do that?
No,
did you make an announcement at like somebody else's celebration?
No.
To me, getting engaged or making an announcement of an engagement at somebody else's wedding is the ultimate disrespect.
I think F you.
That's why you
me.
Don't do it at the wedding. You do it at the rehearsal.
No,
you
still,
don't
that's
do
still
it
the same
at
thing.
You, that's their weekend. No. That's their time. You keep your
get,
love life out of it.
They get plenty of attention.
This
They're
is what Rob
gets.
Christmas.
This is what Rob gets out of it. Right. Now he doesn't have to take everyone to dinner.
Right.
No big splash.
No, you really want to know. I did the true dick move. I did the true dick move. I called my mom, I called my dad, and then I announced it on the Don and Mike show.
Oh.
And that's how I got the word out.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
But
yeah.
No, Christmas, Thanksgiving,
right.
Valentine's Day, that type of thing, or just in a random day. But you do it, I think it's the most, and it happens all the time. It's not like it's unusual. You get people that say, well, what a great weekend this is, and I'm here to say that Karen and I have decided, it's, excuse me, you got a bride and a groom over here. It's,
right,
it's their special
Don't steal
weekend.
Their thunder.
Don't steal their
you
thunder.
You can't steal their thunder.
Okay.
Now
trust
it comes
me,
around.
America, this is
freeloader.
Fine.
Freeloader. Freddie the
yes,
freeloader.
That's me. And you know what? I play old music, but you're referencing Red f***ing Skelton.
That's more work for you. That's more work.
You know what? It was worth
I think
it.
I'm in the right. But it was like a drag-out fight.
Ugh. So the bottom line is...
So I did do some insulting. I did do so.
Refresh everybody again. So the real
So
dilemma,
my brother might be getting engaged soon, all right? And that's the case.
And she heard about
yes,
it.
Yes, and I told her, I said, I'm glad he told me something like this because I really wanted him to be first in line because he's my older brother.
Right.
You know what? That really kind of holds more water with daughters. Yeah. It's really not a guy thing.
It isn't. It isn't.
No?
No. Because really, her point is that it shouldn't matter who's older. You don't have a system.
Right.
It's not like this is the draft. Right. This is not the NFL draft. And the fact that, just because he's the older brother doesn't mean he gets dibs on getting engaged first. He doesn't.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's not. Here's the thing.
What, am I supposed to run out to Mervis to get a diamond?
No.
Actually,
I'm saying that argument or that. It's I see through it. It's transparent because it's not relevant.
Okay, I'm going to be honest
it's
here.
It's not relevant.
You know what?
I've just bought myself a year. F*** it. I'm just going to be honest. I said, I just bought myself a year, and this is how I'm going to spin this thing.
Right.
I'm in the O'Reilly factor right now, and I'm spinning it.
Let me tell you, this is my... You know what the book on you is? And, and I've gotten to know you very well. And I know...
Is it an English to Spanish dictionary?
I don't know where all the bones are buried, but let me tell you, and this is a classic example of you. Sometimes you are not as smart as you think you are.
Probably.
And this is a classic.
Probably.
You think you're spinning it. Like you will bull S one of us sometimes.
Right.
And you think you've done it to me already, and I'll say this to you, and I'm so glad we have the relationship. I'll never give you the specifics, brother. That would ruin it. That makes it less fun. You've done it to me maybe two or three times, and I've known every single time, and I just roll with it because I don't want you to know, and it's hysterical.
It is.
Because you think you're getting over on it, and I know.
Well,
I know your game.
Well,
I know
your game. Let me start with a compliment.
There's nothing.
Oh,
there's
not again.
Telephone.
Ooh,
it's Kara.
Let's see.
Hello. Hello. Automated.
Yeah, of course.
A call from who?
Okay, this is
the solicitor?
If this is not Michael O'Mara, stop and do not listen to the... So an automated voice is telling me what to listen to and what to in my own home.
Right.
Don't tell me what to do.
How dare you?
Maybe it's Skynet.
Right. Oh, this is fun. I've been waiting for this one.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
If you are happy with your morning show producer,
okay,
press one.
Oh, no, then they give you another number automated to call. I wanted to get right through. I apologize for stopping the show.
Okay. Let me say something about Oscar. And this, it starts as a compliment. Yes. Oscar is as bright and motivated and savvy as a guy I've ever
met. Oh, my God, we are running out of time.
But the one thing that he lacks in intelligence is to know when he's in over his head.
Right.
And you know what? That's one of the reasons why he probably advances so well.
Yes.
Because he's cocky and he's very sure of himself.
He's very sure of himself.
But you do find yourself in over your head sometimes.
I will.
And that's what Mike is referencing.
So basically,
she's just not buying it.
I tell her,
and she's smart.
But then I also said, look, I was like, what's the hurry? Do you think I want the money pit of children in our lives in the next 2 years?
Well played.
I was like, do you think I want that?
Why? Hey, you know what? Your instincts are spot on. I don't think you kids are ready for it yet.
Absolutely not.
I don't think
so. He may never be ready.
And incidentally, I know you tweak up the tension of the relationship for the purposes of comedy, which we all do, which unfortunately the women probably in our lives never really understand.
Don't appreciate it.
Yeah, Rob doesn't.
Yeah. I don't. If anything, I keep it a little lighthearted because we come here to laugh.
That's Rob doesn't. But, I think time is fine, and I think listen, but when you do that, it's fine for you to come out and say I'm really not ready just yet.
Yeah.
I'm really not emotionally, intellectually, financially. I'm not ready.
But
when you use the brother boy, well, this will give him a chance. I think the older brother should get engaged first. That's gonna light her candle.
Yeah, and you're wringing your hands like
but
Mr. Burns.
I have said that. You know, what really tweaked her was, and there is a sliver of genuine concern for that because. When we were at my parents' house, I was telling my mom that I was like, this might be something happening next year. She said, you should really wait for your... And Kara was there. Mm-hmm. In Spanish, she told me, you should really wait for your brother because I think he's close. And...
See, that's so unfair of your mother.
Yeah, but
that's
it's...
That's the Latin thing.
Yes, it's the militant Latin thing.
Let the brothers in sequence will get engaged.
Or so when I mentioned
just
it
like
to her...
Just like the miners come out of the hole.
So when I mentioned her in the apartment, I said...
All
and she was like, oh, it's because your mom
group.
Said so? I was like, no, it's just common courtesy. It's our culture, blah, blah, blah. But in my mind, I said, big win for Mr. Santana. Mm-hmm. Because what Kara wants to do more than anything is get married and get pregnant.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Literally. Well, I am so afraid of getting her pregnant
that
we use condoms right now.
Okay.
And she is on birth control.
Okay. Right. So you're double. That's the expression is double bagging it, but that's.
You know, and in addition to that, they don't have sex very often.
Yeah. That's how afraid I am about it.
All right. This is how I will answer the question as I give you Mr. Married Three Times will give you the sage advice here. Mm-hmm. When your mom said that to you in Spanish, were you kind of hoping that she had said that in English?
No, because I had to translate it.
Oh, you translated
it? I told her it's Kara.
Oh, my God.
Don't get married yet, Oscar. Yes.
No, I will tell you something.
You don't have time because we can't play your audio vault. We have got to go. We have got a break.
Audio vault sucks.
Doesn't suck today?
No, it's actually great today.
Oh, it's good. We got to take a break. Yeah. We will come back. When we come back, it's Rob's magic audio vault, and we will continue. I will give this a proper amount of time next week on the show.
I want to chime in.
Or not.
Because
you know to me, I hate to do this, but this really smells like a bonus show topic.
This is uncomfortable. Yeah,
this could be. We will see what happens when we come back. It's the Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, or as I like to call it on today's show, Wrangling Kittens. All right. Let's open up Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Amazon.com. Millions of songs and albums for any digital player, including the music you hear on our show. One-click ordering makes MP3 buying easy, and they organize in your favorite software, including iTunes. Find today's TMOS music on our visual aids page at MikeOMaraShow.com. This is real cool. I love the way we've done this on the website where we've got the music that we play on the show that Rob selects for us every day.
I bet I bought 25 records there this week.
Very cool.
I was trying to round out some big band music for my other radio show.
Right.
They have everything and it's so easy. It falls right into iTunes.
Yep, it's terrific.
Same price, same selection, just easier to work with across platforms.
Do they also sell CDs?
They do.
And you can go, and that's a question I have for you, Mr. Ronner.
Sure.
Because I'm looking for a Christmas present that is not a music purchase.
Okay.
Can I go through our website and do that? I don't know whether we can do that easily.
Actually, we can.
Amazon?
I can set that up.
Can we set it up so you can be, you know
you
what?
Can shop
God,
through
you
our website.
Buy
that'd
everything
be killer.
On Amazon.
I'm really going to say this, and I am not saying this because they are an advertiser. Mm-hmm. I am not saying this because they, you know, have a relationship with us now, but I'm going to tell you something. I was just online. Mm-hmm. I was surfing for this particular item.
Okay. Right?
Let me just give you a hint. It's an item that Ina uses a lot.
And does it use diesel batteries?
No, it does not.
No.
Bag of flour?
Yes, Rob. It was a vibrator. Thank you for putting that in there. This is good.
He's just.
There are days when I want to give him a shot of Ritalin. You know, there are days really.
I'll take
when,
a shot.
You know, he's babbling through Oscar's speech in it, and he's got his whole segment coming up here. I want to say that this Amazon.com, I literally just got done surfing the net thoroughly, and I'm talking about a lot of websites, including the auction websites, and I found this just dramatically low price on Amazon, okay. And I think it's a decent website to be associated with, and I just wanted to throw that in there.
I'll take care of it.
So we, you know, maybe we can link ourselves there and find out if we can do everything. What's he doing? What's he doing?
He's happy because
this has been the bad corner.
There
over
are
here.
Millions of people that use Amazon,
right?
So your stamp of approval 5 years later, it's kind of like you discovered that someone walked on the moon.
But there are millions of people that use so many different websites. There are millions of people that use eBay. There are millions of people that...
Right.
And
Amazon has grown in its scope since those 5 years ago.
I will say this. I got a call from Mike last night, and Mike was really thirsty. And he looked around the whole house, and then he found this. It's called water.
Yo.
My goodness. I'm personally outraged.
I am talking about a client.
Right.
They're great. Yeah. Absolutely.
They're the best. I just bought a microphone for Amazon.
Talking about a client, it must be nice to have the luxury,
I guess,
of just sitting there and shooting holes to my argument.
You know, it is great.
I am talking about, it would come up off the top of your head, throw out some other websites that do retail, that actually wow. have retail. Amazon probably is the biggest one.
How
as
about
far
Casual
as
Mail Big and Tall?
Rochester Big and Tall.
I go through that.
There are a lot of ones, but you know, the one I would use would be eBay, to be honest.
Right. What you're going to love about Amazon is the one-click purchase.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Once your information is stored, you just have to click the button and
purchase
it. Is
it because of their volume that it is dramatically cheaper with some of this
stuff?
Yes. I'm talking about, I was like, whoa, zang. I mean, like $100 off, you know, compared.
It's the number one marketplace in the world.
And as Oscar mentioned, you can buy CDs there. Here's the deal. If you go through Amazon, I was looking for a CD that's out of print. And it was, you know, if you go on eBay, it's $80, $90, $100 for one CD.
Sorry, Mr. Spiewak, we don't have the Edison collection in here.
No, that I have. That I have. I was looking for the original soundtrack to the Flintstones, actually.
Yes, okay. Somebody, you know, why be out, like, trying to get business for the show when you can occupy hours and hours of your day doing that?
Well, Mike, this was after I was walking all up and down all the storefronts of Leesburg.
Yeah, that's right.
Dropping off flyers.
Yeah, I understand.
But,
all right.
But anyway, they have used sellers, and you go through Amazon, they'll give you 100 used sellers that'll help you find what you're looking for.
All right, that's good stuff. Well, the Audio Vault was brought to you by Amazon.com today. Millions of songs and albums for any digital player, including the music you hear on our show. One-click ordering makes buying MP3s easy, and they organize in your favorite software, including iTunes.
Joy Behar walked off The View.
Yeah, I know.
And that's where that's your Audio Vault.
That's the Audio Vault. All right, play the Joy Behar, and then we'll get to break and get buzzing.
Okay, very good.
This is a let me set it up, Rob, because I watched this.
I did too.
You know, I saw actually a tease on the evening news where they said Trouble on the View. I said, my God, it's on another network and it's made the news on a competing network. This has got to be big. Not much ado about
nothing. It was
standard O'Reilly crap.
Right.
And the only thing is they walked off, but it did get to be a shouting match.
The thing that was best is actually after the walk off is when Barbara Walters started being cranky. And that was my favorite part.
And incidentally, I was on Barbara Walters' side.
Of course. She was right.
We all know that rule. We know that rule in the radio game, right?
Sure.
You don't walk off a show.
You don't. You just don't.
You really do. And when you do, I've known people that have done it before. It's usually a world of hurt when you do because it's just something. Yeah. There's a code where you really look down upon when
keep
that happens.
Keep it on the air, man.
Right,
that's the bottom line.
Anyway, here's unring that bell.
Here's the walk-off. Joy and Whoopi walking off The View.
We're Americans.
That's
fire.
One. That's
we agree
one
with
thing.
Him. But you know,
someone
you said
you agree with him.
No, we're Americans. I'm an American.
Let me break this to you. 70% of Americans don't want that moss down there.
Where's
so don't give me the wee bit.
I
want to
see that
You want to bet on that? You want to bet? I'll show you that poll in a minute.
All I'm saying
right?
is that Americans don't want that.
Can you stop it right there? Because really they're not bright enough, and I hate to say this, but they're really not. They're not bright enough to deal with Bill O'Reilly.
You're right.
70% of Americans say this. Okay, in Bill O'Reilly's America, the 20% would be persecuted, in my opinion.
Yes.
The 20% of people that disagree with him, with his philosophy, with his politics, with his attitude, the 20% in no way can be right. The 20%
or heard
at all because they will be shouted down. And what play the whole thing, and then I'll comment on it very quickly.
Right. Why is that, Bill? Why aren't we saying
it's inappropriate?
Why is it inappropriate when 70 families died?
Muslims killed us on 9/11.
Oh my God!
There it is. Muslims killed us. Muslims killed us on 9/11. Then they get up, they walk off.
Right. They walk off. Now, after the walk off happens, this is my favorite part, and this is the tape that you're not seeing on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. This is Barbara yelling or being just pissed off.
Well, she's right
about what happened, and she is dead right.
Yep. She is right.
Because you know what? Take away all the fact that she's guilty
of being hot.
She is a great broadcaster. Yeah. You got to give her that.
You have just seen what should not happen. We should be able to have discussions without washing our hands and screaming and walking off stage. I love my colleague. It should not have happened.
Well said.
Now, let me just say to you in a calmer voice. It was extremist. You cannot take a whole religion and demean them because
not
of what some is. Yes, you are.
Ready for the props here. Yeah. Ready for the props here. Mm-hmm. 80 years old or however old she is,
sharp as
the only effing broadcaster on that set and brought it together,
smart
was
enough.
On point,
exactly.
Got to the issue of why they had
and
walked
saved
off.
Saved it in no time.
Saved it completely. Yeah. Barbara Walters, salute with all your softball stuff. And you know what? Barbara Walters, over the years, when you look at some of the other entertainment feature star, which she really became when she had the Barbara Walters specials and all that. At the heart of it, also interviewed the leaders.
Yeah.
She was a journalist.
And did it great.
And here's my issue. And Buzz, this is my issue with my party, your party, people even that think like we do.
Okay.
And it's the debate with Christine O'Donnell the other night.
Right.
It's O'Reilly arguing with Joy and Whoopi. Joy and Whoopi come back on the set and choose to argue their cause over this blowhard, bloviating bastard, Bill O'Reilly, by folding their arms and pouting.
By folding.
That is exactly how you don't do that. And incidentally, I think really in this day and age of this hate speak that's coming out, you get into a debate, that's fine. You don't give up. You don't walk away.
No, you don't.
Even if it gets to be nose-to-nose shouting, as I had happen to me, where it was almost coming to blows.
Yeah.
That's how pissed off
outside of Good Guys on Wisconsin Avenue.
It wasn't our thing. I will tell you, I was sitting there going, I can't stand it.
Right.
And when they bring up these outrageous things or they don't answer a question, and this is from either side, you call them on it.
You got to.
You have to.
Look
what Barbara Walters did. She stopped things down. Everyone took a breath. She stated a fact.
Right.
And you can't argue with a fact. You can't argue with a fact.
This, you know, I don't care. I think Bill O'Reilly makes some good calls, some bad calls. I really do.
Well, he's an entertainer.
I think the fact is he's got an entertaining show. But the thing that I cannot stand about Bill O'Reilly is, and everybody, I'm not saying anything new here. This is just like the Amazon thing when I'm talking about. I discovered it. Bill O'Reilly is a bully.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly
that's his gimmick.
Is the absolute, he's the gold standard bully. And he is, and Sean Hannity is a bully.
Right.
And
Beck.
And Keith Olbermann is a bully. And in a certain regards, Rachel Maddow can be a bully as well. These people that have my way is the right way, and they start shouting you down. If you really argue, have a give and take. Go
you
back and
to.
Forth.
I have learned two lessons in recent years in my life, and that is, first of all, being the loudest does not make you right. I've also learned that laying down and not responding does not make you right.
Absolutely.
The happy medium is to have a normal discussion.
But that's reasonable.
Right.
And I would say to you that on many of your political beliefs, I believe they are reasonable. And I see your point. There's some stuff that I disagree
with.
Of
course.
But I also think that reason, sometimes having a reasonable dialogue with certain people that shout loud enough, like Bill O'Reilly, you can't do it.
Right.
You got to shout back.
Yeah.
And nobody's as good at it as he is. Nobody's as good at it.
You fight fire with fire.
True.
Mm-hmm. Last tape, and I just don't want to end on something so dark. I don't know what had crawled into David Letterman's diaper last night, but he was going off on Leno pretty good, and
good.
I love when he does.
I love it too.
Please.
Let's hear that.
So here's our final cut for today.
And then that tube that they would come up in, and especially built by the Chilean Navy, it was called Phoenix 2. Phoenix 2. As a side note of interest, Phoenix 1, the original, is actually in Jay Leno's garage. he has the original. He has.
Here it comes.
I got cars, I got trucks, I got rescue capsules. Yeah. I got more cars than Hertz. Yeah, you got a car, I got a car. Yeah, put the miners in it. I got the original one. Eddie, come on by. Take you for a ride. We got, got the old-time fire engine. We got the steam cars. We got everything you want. We got I got the original Mercury 7. I got the space shuttle.
Anyway, that is your magic
good
audio.
Job.
Good
back.
Stuff. We got a lot of good stuff, so make sure you tune in Monday, too.
We will wrap up with Buzz right after this. We will be back with more right here on The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com. Time for news. Without further ado, got to get a quickie in here, Buzz. I know you hate it when I tell you that, but let's get right to it. We have been bloviating today.
I'll race through it. We're brought to you today by Cameron Hills Golf Links in King George, Virginia. First-time members get half off on a 2011 membership and free entry to the Big Duff 2 next spring.
Very good.
Join by email. Write CameronGolf@AOL.com. That's Cameron Hills Golf Links. Check out their ad on our website.
That's right. And if you're wondering, we're thinking about the Big Duff 2. We're thinking about January.
Yeah. Should be nice.
I kid because I love
it. The big news out today is that the federal deficit is now over $1 trillion.
Yes!
For the second year in
America,
a row.
America, USA number one.
I know you were banking on that, Rob.
Now,
it's interesting. This is good ammo for the Republicans and the Tea Partiers who rightly expect to gain more power in next month's congressional elections. They blame the Wall Street bailout and the economic stimulus package, despite the fact that those programs were the work of the Bush administration and okayed by a Republican Congress. And by the way, most of that money was either never spent or has already been paid back. Democrats say that without those programs, this bad economy would have been much worse than it actually is now.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I would assume they might be right, but you don't know for sure.
Right.
You know,
and it's hard. If you're unemployed, it's hard to hear this stuff and believe it.
These statistics suck, and they're getting worse every time we get them. Mm-hmm. There's a little bump in retail sales, but other than that, everything is the land of suck with the foreclosures, with the unemployment statistics. We have to wait and see.
If you keep talking like that, I'm walking off this show.
It also doesn't look good for the president and his party that now 20 of our 50 states have filed lawsuits challenging at least parts of the health care reform law. And a district judge in Florida says he's willing to listen to at least one of those lawsuits, and he says he's likely to rule at least partly in favor of the state.
I picture a big fat guy with a three-piece suit that's sitting in a big leather-backed chair that has sat there the night that the health care legislation was passed, and he represents a lobbying firm for the insurance companies.
Sure.
And he sat there and probably made phone calls and said, "Don't worry.
Right.
Don't worry. This is just the first step.
This
you know,
is
just
all
like
part.
An appeal. They'll take care of
it. I saw this coming.
You got the pockets. There's no, but you know what? There's no way.
The side with the money always wins.
There is no way. Absolutely. I don't think there will be insurance reform. I don't think there will be health care reform. I just don't think so.
I want that to be my nickname.
What's that?
Pockets.
Pockets.
Pockets Spiewak.
Pockets Spiewak. Yeah, it sucks.
Main objection appears to be the requirement that virtually everyone has health insurance. Now, somehow, this has all led to a majority of voters seeing the Democratic Party as being more dominated by extremists than the Republican Party.
You know, when I think of it just now, and I don't want to, I know we're running late, so I don't want to go off on this, but you know what? When I think about the requirement that we all have to, where did that come into this legislation? Where was, if you want it, you can't be denied.
Right.
You know, we're going to try to lower your rates.
Right.
We're not going to go to emergency rooms. Why did we have to throw in you as a small business owner? I think if you work for a small business and you want it, you should be able to get it. But I don't think that you have to provide it if you're a small business owner. I think that's a bad law.
I know a small business owner who is a very good guy that does not provide it because he found out that because of the size of his business, people going out on their own and securing their own health insurance is cheaper than what he would have to deduct
and that's
from
true.
Their pay.
That is true.
But we are so quick to complain. We don't research that.
Yeah. Right. That's why.
And Mike, I don't, you know, I don't really need health insurance from you, but Rob is totally cool not having it from you either.
Right.
You know, as a small business owner.
Well, and we, you know, that who knows whether that would change. You
my health insurance would bankrupt this outfit.
No, but I would say if you were forced, if we're really calling a spade, if you were forced as a small business owner.
Right.
To say, now you got to give us all offerings of health insurance, that wouldn't make sense. We don't even make that much money.
Well, you're on your wife's.
Yeah.
Right. You're on your other other company.
Yes.
You're on your company. Yeah, of course, you're not an employee anyway. You're a friend.
And you know what? He's really just an acquaintance.
Sure. You're on your wife's?
No, she doesn't have it.
What are you doing?
I'm doing Cobra. I'm still coasting on the old CBS
insurance. So you're waiting. What are you going to do after
that? It's going to run out. I will end up buying my own insurance for myself.
And you've already, you've already researched.
Actually,
that.
I haven't. I mean, I have some general ideas, and yeah. I know I've priced it. I know what it's going to cost.
Why doesn't Marsha have insurance?
Because she's on my policy still, always has been.
Oh, wow.
She's actually a part-time employee, even though she nearly works full-time.
I couldn't believe when we got axed by CBS and we switched over to Carrie's health insurance, mm-hmm. how much better it was than what we were getting, how much less expensive it was.
Really?
I should have switched to that five years ago.
I will tell you that I've experienced the same thing of being with Embuzz, something you actually mm-hmm. could probably go through. Mm-hmm. I go through my union now.
Right.
That's
great.
Nice.
That's great.
And I was talking about the expense. I'm pretty shocked too. I'm pretty shocked as well.
Yeah.
Why don't you do this?
What?
You and Marsha marry Kara and get on her.
That would be awesome.
Are you on your wife's?
Yeah. No, I'm not on my wife's. She's part time as well. We had to take out a personal policy.
Oh, okay.
As well. Yeah.
And pretty pricey.
And I was on Cobra, and that was a nightmare and a long story I won't tell you now. But
okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
Maybe we do an insurance show now.
The thing I want to underscore and sort of answer your question.
I can hear the ratings going up. For them.
is 20% of America just sold their computers.
A lot of companies and a lot of situations are going to be exempt. I also agree that there need to be some corrections made in the plan made so far. But the whole idea of this, in answer to your original question, why is everybody required? Because so many millions of people had no health insurance at all in this country. That was the problem that needed to be addressed. So the goal of this legislation was to get everybody, or at least as many people as possible, insured.
But doesn't it all stem back to the fact that that was required because of rising medical costs, which stems from the fact of increased malpractice insurance from people suing doctors?
It's
and
part
doctors
of it. It's so
themselves.
Complicated.
It's very complicated.
I wish we could go back to Little House on the Prairie where you just called the doctor.
Malpractice is not the main reason. The people who pay the higher malpractice rates are specialists. Regular doctors don't pay that.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Very
something,
good.
Something else. My God, my brain hurts.
Despite this view that I just reported, clearly it was not a Democrat who posted the billboard now up in Western Colorado that uses caricatures to depict the president as a terrorist, a gangster, a Mexican bandit, and a homosexual. The billboard is up along I-70 along Grand Junction and shows the characters playing cards at a table with rats running around the floor below. The caption points out that you can't spell Democrat without rat.
I'm sorry about that Mexican thing, Oscar.
Hey, look, no secret. The right's better at hate than the left.
Right.
Period. The right is meaner. The right. These are not. The left can be mean too. Yeah, come on. You know you win.
They're better at it.
You know they're better at it.
Funner stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a reason those rescued Chilean miners are still wearing their sunglasses, even though they've had time to adjust to the light above ground. That's because the sunglasses were provided for promotional consideration by Oakley.
Yep.
$180 each.
It's a donation of $6,000 worth of sunglasses has, according to CNBC, netted the company nearly $41 million worth of advertising.
That is
and
brilliant.
Exposure.
Absolutely. There is a guy working for Oakley or Oakley's ad agency that seriously
deserves a raise.
You're in marketing.
Just,
that makes you a little.
He just changes.
You get
life.
A little woody when
Absolutely.
You do. Pretty amazing.
There's already a video game.
Should have sent him some
mangrates. There's already a video game online about the rescue of the Chilean miners. It's a crudely simple game, but players say it's addictive. In the game, you use your mouse to control the device that drops into the mine for each rescue. The goal, the object of the game, to get all 33 to the surface in the fastest possible time.
Very cool. And
I killed 15 people last night.
Discovery is also on board with a documentary that's going to be coming out, I think. But are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
October 28th.
Wow.
How's that for a turnaround?
Pretty good.
Deadliest hole.
Yep.
Finally.
Actually, it was mostly done before last week. They just had two endings filmed.
Right. Oh, and incidentally, I got the guy that's the 54-year-old, the foreman down there.
Yeah.
Got the casting. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect or not.
Yeah, perfect.
I like that. If you can't get the guy from CNN with the gray hair. What's his name?
Rick Sanchez?
He'd be great.
And
he's not working?
Mm-hmm. The miners came out and said Rick Sanchez has been fired.
That's right.
Finally, two tales that come from the sky. New York police and the FAA say they got numerous reports about strange flying dots over the city Wednesday afternoon.
I saw pictures of them.
Witnesses report seeing yellow objects surrounded by blue lights. The FAA says it knows of no weather balloons. And quoting one 32-year-old witness, no way that thing was a balloon. But there was something else in the sky this week over a middle school in New Jersey where the pilot of a small Cessna pelted the school and its grounds with globs of wet toilet paper.
Officials say they have a person of interest, but no real motive yet. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's you're it. Buzz. Anything more? Jesus. All right.
Just a couple audio cuts.
We went a little long here. Our show today was brought to you by Peapod.com.
Yeah.
Get Honeycrisp apples and all your groceries delivered right to your door at a time that's convenient to you. Did I mention this at the beginning of the show?
I don't think so, but that's okay.
I don't think so either. Peapod is a complete shopping experience with the freshest produce, meat, seafood, and baked goods, and you can shop 24/7 at Peapod.com. Get $10 off your first order when you click the Peapod ad on our website, and we thank you.
Top of the page.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our web host is Bluebot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOmeraShow.com. We depend on advertising, and you can reach thousands, tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOmeraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob, Buzz, Oscar, Mark, and RJ, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member? For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.